which is a very classy way of saying you're going to kill yourself, by the way. If you ever choose to take your own life, that's how you should put it in the suicide note. That's elegant right there. Don't say, I wanted to kill myself, right? I have chosen to assassinate myself for we the people. Your friends will read that and be like, wow, this is a pretty historic suicide note. I got to say that. I think that, you know, suicide, obviously, it's a tender subject, but at the same time, it's a bit of a selfish act, right? Unless we're talking about clinical depression, it's kind of fucked up when somebody just, you know, leaves us, and then it kind of leaves you wondering for the rest of your life why and how come they did that to us. So I have a couple of ideas that I'd like to share with you. I think the haunting symbolism is what stays with you forever. When somebody, like, hangs himself, it's the rope that's the moment that you just capture in your mind that you replay over and over. So here's my two cents. If you're going to hang yourself, for example, don't use the old noose and the dusty rope. Christmas lights. Yeah, maybe hang some tinsel off your lifeless body. Wrap some gifties around your feet, right? That way whoever finds you is going to be like, oh! Oh my God, no, but the big one's for me. The big one is for me. I can't relate to the idea of suicide. I guess I'm just one of those people that I'm always, you know, kind of optimistic and upbeat. But one day I sat down with the intention, I said, you know what, just to kind of purge myself, I want to see what it's like to feel that low. So I decided to write a suicide note. Yeah, just to kind of really, you know, flush it out there and put it on the page. And I started to do this, and I had an epiphany, and I'll share this with you. A suicide note written by somebody that is not suicidal is called an autobiography. I am on chapter 58.